BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Stacey, I'm 20, and I'm from Neath. You might not know this, but I've chased Tom Jones down a corridor in Canada. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Stace.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So tell me about Tom, please.
When I was in Canada, I went to see Canadian Idol. And I got
How?
To go backstage. Well, I got to go backstage after the show.
Who do you know?
Sorry?
Who do you know?
My cousin's girlfriend's cousin was a contestant.
Right.
So I got to go backstage after the show, and Tom Jones was like the singer for the night.
Right.
And when I seen him, he's walking past everyone with all his security guards and stuff, but he ignored everyone. So I decided to chase him down the corridor.
You chased Tom Jones down a corridor?
Yeah, and I got past all the security guards and just jumped in front of him.
Did you do that because you're Welsh?
Yeah.
I love how Welsh people feel that they can go up to Tom Jones more because they're Welsh.
Absolutely.
Well, people don't think much of the Welsh, do they? So.
He's what?
People don't think much of the Welsh.
Who doesn't?
The English people.
Yeah, they do. I love a Welsh.
Well, what can I say? That's why I chased him.
And what did he do?
He just stopped, looked at me stupid. I told him I was Welsh, and he was like, oh, nice, that's good.
So that's nice.
Do you have some Welsh banter?
Yeah, a bit of Welsh.
Mm.
He asked me if I speak Welsh, and I was just like, well, bore a daff.
That's all you know?
Yeah.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he's all right. He wasn't too bad.
Nice honesty.
Well, he seems nicer on The Voice show than even what he did when I met him. I don't know if that's because of TV, you know, but...
You never know.
Everyone's always nicer on TV.
True.
Yeah.
He's all right, though. I've met him, and the first thing he said to me was, "All right, Scott, what's occurred?" And I was like, how do you know
no,
that?
No, he didn't.
He did. And...
Oh, God, I hope he don't listen to the show now.
He probably does.
All the time.
Oh, nice one. I'm just calling him rotten.
Because someone Welsh had told him that I do a game called Oh, What's Occurring?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you, no. You see, the Welsh network is there.
Yeah.
You see?
I like that she travelled all the way to Canada to go see Canadian Idol.
That's I know, you could have just gone to Lynethley and bumped into him there.
Well, I could have, couldn't I?
Was it any good, Canadian Idol?
X Factor over here is better.
Is it?
Well, I don't want to be nasty to the Canadians and stuff, but...
But it wasn't any good?
No, not really.
I love your honesty.
And did your cousin's best friend's cousin's mum win it?
He came second.
Really?
He came second.
Yeah.
Is he a Welsh?
No, he's Canadian.
Oh.
What's his name?
Mitch McDonald.
Right, we'll look him up.
Hmm.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he was all right. I can't say he's not good. Can I?
Well, you've been on it so far, so just say, if he's rubbish, then tell me.
No, he was really good.
Right. Fair enough. Well, listen, Stace, thanks very much for introducing the show today.
That's okay, thank you for having me.
And have a lush weekend.
I will, on you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I would very much like to thank some students that I was with last night of Collingwood College in Durham. Amazing. And then Newcastle Uni. It's a bit weird when you get to a student gig so late because obviously I was... driving between the two.
So you did two gigs?
I did, and the Newcastle one, I wasn't there till about 12:30, and you can definitely notice a change in the atmosphere from when you do one at 10 p.m. and when you do one at, like, midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very spangled people. There's a lot of people that are just... They don't dance anymore, they just kind of stand there.
Do you mean the early one or the late one?
The late one. Because it's got to that point of the evening of, like, okay... We've been out since, what, 5, 6?
Yeah, and they've been waiting for you for 6 hours.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, this song made everyone dance in the last gig, so why are they not dancing now?
What didn't go down so well?
It's 1 o'clock. You'd think that Jump Around by House of Pain would be a surefire hit,
yeah,
right? As soon as it comes on, woo! No.
Not in Newcastle.
No. In Durham, on. Not so much. I did sign a lot of chests last night. I'm getting quite a few tweets from people going, Scott Mills signed my chest last night.
Well, they're all waking up with permanent marker on their face.
They really are. So, hello, if you were at either of those gigs last night, the pen on your arm slash head slash chest is my handwriting, and it was your idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Emma, off of Nottingham, but currently travelling back from Cornwall, says, Mills, where is It's Only Blue Friday? I've told my boyfriend about it, and now you haven't done it, he thinks I'm cracking up, and he thinks I'm making it up. Can you please do it? I actually have no idea what you're talking about. I don't ever remember anything called It's Only Blue Friday. And you are clearly deranged. I don't remember that at all. So your boyfriend is right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Russell Brand.
Oi, Scott.
Now, last time I saw you was actually years ago. I don't think I've ever... Well, I have met you, but you were hosting a Big Brother quiz. Remember that quiz you used to do in Bristol?
Yeah, I do remember that now.
And it was... Also on the panel was Vanessa Felt and someone off Blazing Squad called Strider, who was in a new band at the time called Friday Hill. And I
You've got a memory like Rain Man.
Well, it's only because it was the first time I kind of saw you. And all I can remember really is that Vanessa had bought some pies with her for no particular reason. I don't even know why.
I think we all know the reason.
It seems like ages ago now that you did all that, like the Big Brother stuff, doesn't it?
It does sometimes, but like once in a while I think about it. I really love doing that programme. It was a bright laugh.
I used to love you on that.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Did you actually, did you watch it and kind of, you care about the housemates?
I used to watch the episode that, yeah, you know, like the 1 hour thing. I didn't watch it all of the time, but yeah, it was like, it was a real laugh. I was into it, like, because on one level it's sort of human behaviour. I don't know what it's like now, but it's like that anthropological element. People do, like, you know, yeah, interesting, mad stuff, and there was, like, often good-looking women in there. And what about that time when there was that mad fight? Do you remember the year that Nadia won it and there was that Scottish lad in there called Jason and Marco, this little, like, that little... I think he might have been a little gay Italian fella. Or he might have just been called Marco, so I remembered him as being Italian. But, like... It all went nuts, and like they gave me the tapes of like, oh, this is what happened, and they showed me before they cut it down, before it was broken. It was mental. It was people kicking doors in and that, and they were going right. And then someone realised they'd given me those tapes. And they went, where's them tapes of that stuff? Because it's really sensitive. The police are coming to investigate it. We can't broadcast it. We've got to be careful. I go, oh, I'll be giving it that lad Russell Brand, and they went, go and get it. Don't leave it with him. And when I was on air, I was saying like, oh, you cannot awaken the animal in man and then expect it to be put aside at a moment's notice, which was a quote from the First World War. I mean, don't say stuff like that. That's
so you had the tapes, the uncensored tapes.
Much better.
Yeah, because you must have been quite new at the time as well, yeah.
Yeah, I'd not been there very long. Gee, my mate who's here always laughs because he says, like, because the geezer, the Scottish geezer, said, went, he did a dance of disrespect at me. A dance of disrespect.
I remember that.
A dance of disrespect. What kind of a dance is that?
So you haven't seen the new one with Brian Dowling?
No.
He presents it now. He's the new Davina.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Yeah. So, I saw Rock of Ages earlier.
Oh, yes.
9 a.m, which is quite early to see a film.
It's not a good time to see a film, that, is it?
Can't I still enjoyed it.
But did
it
was, you?
But literally, you've woken up and you're like, you've had your first coffee and you're like, whoa, and now some rock songs. So it's kind of a Friday, Saturday night film, I'd say.
I'd say so, Scott. I don't recommend people go to 9 a.m. showings. So even though I'm here to promote the film. Yeah. Stay in bed.
Yeah. I don't think they will. I don't think it'll be on at 9 a.m. anywhere apart from the preview room that I was in earlier this morning.
Yeah,
I think probably 11 is the earliest time.
It's the wrong environment to see it in.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. And there's some huge
Thank
stars.
Thank you very much. I was trying my hardest. I can honestly, sincerely say that. Except in the scenes where the baboon was in, where all I was thinking was, like, that thing, it's going to jump off there. Oh, no, I ate
that
it.
That is horrible, isn't it?
Because I'm vegetarian and I love animals. Like, but a baboon, then... I mean, what is it? An aggressive-looking little demon thing. Yeah. I bet that the myth of the devil comes from humans that lived near those things, yeah, and saw them going... Evil little thing. And it had three girl baboons in its trailer. To relax it. It had its own trailer. And I go, oh, I'll take the baboon. It's got to go in its trailer and do them other girl baboons. What about me? I'm not relaxed. No, sorry.
It's the teeth. The teeth are horrible. It's going to snarl. It's horrible.
Savage little brute.
Yeah. The baboon in the film belongs to Tom Cruise's character, yeah, Stacey Jacks.
And it was Tom Cruise's idea.
Was it?
When I read that script, and more to the point, agreed to be in the film, there wasn't a baboon in it. And then Tom Cruise goes, let's have a baboon for him. And because he's Tom Cruise, if he says something, everyone just goes, all right.
Yeah.
Like, he's never heard anyone say no since before Top Gun. Someone might have said no something during Risky Business. Hey, can I skid in my socks? No, Tom, I'm going to do it.
But since then, no one.
No one. That's the last time he heard that word.
If he wants a baboon, he's going to get one. Mm. So there's you in it, there's Tom Cruise, there's Alec Baldwin. Do you ever have a moment where you get on set and you're like, how has this happened? I'm in a flipping movie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I'm thinking it now. Like, I'm on the radio with Scott Mills. I have moments like it all the time. Just, I can't make sense of reality. I don't know what's going on.
So is it a kind of thing where...
Are you being sarcastic or...?
It might be.
No, just everything's kind of amazing, isn't it? Everything, really, when you look at it. That's what I sort of think when I'm like... Sometimes I'm hoping during meditation for like some profound mythical experience, like a unicorn or a rainbow or something. And then I think, well, there are rainbows, and unicorn's just a horse with a horn on its nose. Everything's kind of magical. If you didn't have Scott Mills and someone invented him, you'd go, oh, this is brilliant. We take him for granted.
Yeah.
Let's dress him up, celebrate him, drive him nuts.
See? It is a rock musical, this film, and I don't know about you, it's still weird for me the first time in the film when a big star starts singing.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
They deal with that moment quite well in the sort of the first time when Julianne Hough sings on that coach. They sort of keep it light and humorous. It is weird, isn't it? But musicals, that was de rigueur in the day. You just used to accept it. So, yeah, it is a bit odd. I like it in my duet with Baldwin because, like, it's funny anyway.
Yeah.
So that moment of bursting into song, it heightens it.
You've obviously sung before, haven't you, in films? Have you ever had singing lessons or anything?
Yeah, they give you singing lessons before they let you do the film. Like, they sort of, they give you the job, and then they go, right, you've got to see this bloke, Ron. And, like, Ron, he's amazing. He's sort of portly, beautiful. He looks like, imagine an ice cream salesman crossed with Pavarotti. And he's got a very neat beard, really neatly trimmed. And he's kind of, and he's like, hey, how's it going, everyone? He's one of those people where you go, this bloke is definitely gay. And he goes, well, my wife, she says. And he goes, oh, come on, mate.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
One of those confusing show business people where it's like, and then I said to my
definitely.
Wife.
What?
Yeah, just sort of like, give it a rest. Yeah.
What's your wife's name? Dave.
No, but then they show pictures of their wife and children.
Yeah,
you're like, oh no, you
Ron's
are married.
One of them. He's had a son in there.
Yes.
That he'd done. He's lovely as well. I don't know why I'm getting into him, but like he was really lovely, and he's like, he teaches you singing in this sort of like weird way where he sort of goes, okay, you've got to concentrate it more on your cheeks. And I go, what do you mean, mate? And you go like, and then they go, all right, he goes, and I'll try my best to do singing. I go, no, more like a baby crying. And then I did that, and he goes, no, more sad. The baby is more sad. And he uses that technique for everything.
So does everyone get the Ron? Or I mean, obviously, Mary J. Blige.
Everyone had
Ron.
Mary J. don't need him because she's an actual singer. But Tom had Ron. Alec had Ron. I had to do, like, Ron, as it were, with Alec. Like, we stood there together, like sort of like at school. It was mad. And just Ron behind, like, okay. And Alec Baldwin is so tough and everything. Yeah. It's sort of embarrassing and weird to do those lessons with him. But everyone, Ron taught everyone, Tom Cruise, everyone.
In the film, we should say, you run a legendary music venue on the Strip in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You're called Lonnie. And you run the joint with Alec Baldwin. Mm. And you two in the film do have amazing chemistry.
Did you think so? Because I really got on with him. It was really, it was amazing. I was nervous about meeting him because he's sort of tough and bullish kind of a fella. But he's so cool. Like, really, like, he was very knowledgeable and sweet and gentle. He's one of them people that's tough on the exterior because they're actually quite sweet and sensitive. And, like, I became friends with him, and, he was a highlight of my day every day, actually. He'd come in the trailer, and make me watch stuff and educate me. Centurion Collection, that's what he bought me, the Centurion Collection of films that you're meant to have seen. You know, films you're not meant to, you ain't seen, like David Lean's Oliver Twist. I've seen it now because of him.
Right.
Like, watch these films. Sort of like he growled education at me.
That. Is that all his own hair?
Not that wig.
Whoa.
Obviously that, but I mean, the stuff on his body,
Yeah.
He's That's like a big, sexy, hairy cupboard of masculinity.
Like a
cupboard full of thunder.
Baldwin cupboard.
So he came into the trailer. Who else? Did Tom pop in?
No, but I hung out with Tom a little bit. I went round for dinner, and like, I was late. Because of that baboon, actually. I go, the reason I'm late is because that baboon you put in the film, like, it's jumping around and being a monkey.
Yeah.
It's got his pants sellotaped on it. dirty little creature, right? And like it took ages, it was jumping up and down, and so I was late to go around Tom Cruise's house for dinner. Yep, that's right, that's what happened. And then like I got there and he'd already had his dinner, everyone had had it, so I had to sit and eat a three course meal.
Oh.
Like everyone, like Tom Cruise, all of that family of the Cruises, I was like just going, all right. And I thought, don't be self conscious. I had a lasagna, there was another pasta dish, yogurt, there's all sorts of stuff. I had about five courses, big heavy things, like long pasta things that
did he
up.
Make it all himself, or
I don't
was that
imagine
the wife,
so,
or...
mate. No. I reckon a missus done that,
didn't
she?
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Holmes!
Well, it's impressive that she's done lasagna and pasta bake and all that, yeah.
I reckon they've got a person in that kitchen. I mean, I don't want to suggest that Tom Cruise has a life of privilege. I mean, but he is one of the world's biggest movie stars, isn't he?
Is that how it works?
I think you get someone to do your pasta for you.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, you could afford that if you was an accountant in Sidcup. Get someone to come around and do pasta. He was in Top Gun. That is thunder.
I've seen that house, and it's the house with the most security in the whole of Los Angeles for all the paps.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went through that big kind of gate, did you?
I went through that gate, yeah. He was really nice. The driver comes in, hey, does that guy want a sandwich? And then he went, hey, do you want a sandwich, man? Like, he's really kind to the driver and everything. He's a proper nice bloke. Oh. He's really lovely to you. It's my birthday during the film, and he got me a present, like yoga mats and all things I was into.
What a nice
He's a sweet fella. Yeah, yeah, he's all
I
right.
I love the idea of you sat there while they've already eaten their dinner, and you're like, anyway, yeah, so yeah. Tom.
What about that? And going on about communism and everything.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
So, what did you all talk about in between scenes? Because I'm imagining you kind of, maybe Tom, maybe Mary J and Alec all having a little chat, because there's a lot of time in between, isn't there?
I weren't filming that often, Scott, with like I only had a couple of days with Tom, and I hung out a bit of him socially. Mary J, I didn't have no days where she's lovely though. She's a really kind, yeah, she's a decent woman. Huh? She's very,
randomly, I think she's upstairs at the moment.
Is she?
Yeah.
Stupid cow.
She's really gentle. Be angry that she's upstairs for some reason. No, she's really beautiful. She's a right treasure. But like, Baldwin was who I was hanging out with all the time. Yeah. I talked to him about everything, like a sort of like mad days of the 80s, crazy excesses, loads of advice. He was a proper bloke.
He's a mate of yours now, really?
I reckon. Like, I stay in touch with him. He sends me mad emails and stuff. Like, he writes, what I like, he's like a raconteur. Like, he tells proper good stories about theatrical days. I just remembered them. They all got swearing in.
No,
I can't, like integral at the punchline. Bad swear words as well, like that you just go, oh no, don't say that.
Does he write his emails in capitals and not particularly sentences?
No, they're all really articulate. Oh. Now, if we're going to start dropping names, get ready for this clang.
Go.
Like, I'm mates with David Lynch, the genius film director. He does write all in capitals. Hello, Russell, how are you? It's your friend David Lynch. Like, there's like just like a Stephen Hawking email. He's like ranted at you.
The bit where you declare your love for each other, you and Baldwin in the film, is perfect.
Yeah, it's good. That's my favourite bit.
It is good.
I shouldn't probably say that because it's a bit I'm in and everything. But my mum, she'll tell you. My bits are the best, aren't they, mum?
Yes.
There you go.
Best bit, isn't it, mum? I'm disappointed that we only see you kiss, though. I'd have liked to see it a bit more.
So would I. I mean, why
and you
not?
Would have been up for it, right?
I would have done it, because like, by then I loved him, and I thought, this is only pretending. Might as well get away with it.
So making love would be the next step.
Well, because I've never had it off with a man, so... Why not find out in the context of the film? Baldwin. Although, I wonder, it might be, for me, I probably might prefer a man what's more delicate.
Yeah, you know, he's quite tough.
I don't think so, Russell.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Your life now, is it pretty much in LA all the time?
I'm there a lot because of the work.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Is your life only movies now?
No, I'm doing a TV program, Brand X, where I get to do the news. I'm just going to do the news and do jokes about it and just do my perspective on it.
My sideways look.
An American show.
Confess.
Yeah, it's being made by FX. It's going to be on Sky over here.
I think
called Sky Atlantic.
Will it be one of those ones, though? Because obviously you're from Essex, and I loved it when you did another similar show like that here.
Ponderland. A bit like that, yeah, but instead of without that, was like old clips. This would be like the news of that week.
But can I have a little request?
Yeah, what
you know, because like you're spending a lot of time in America now, don't do that thing when I read Gossip Magazine. It's like, and Juliana Hawaha from had a holiday in Hawaii with David Wahuha. It's like, I don't know who they are.
Well, they sound great, those guys. They're just series of vowels.
Yeah.
They'll have a good time in Hawaii, Honolulu, etc.
But, like, no, I do stuff out of the Daily Mail and all the English media, because I'm English, and I'm fascinated by our media is mental. But, like, they've got some funny stuff over there, Fox News and all that kind of business.
Yes, they really have. So you live in LA. When you're there, who do you have around and stuff for dinner?
Just the same normal people that I would normally hang out with, really. Like, because now my life's all enveloped in meditation and yoga, isn't it? That's yeah. what I'm into these days. Don't drink, don't take drugs. What do you do? Well, eat vegan food and meditate the whole time and get tattoos done and stuff like that. So, like, I'm friends with a few, like, famous people and that, but, like, I'm normally with just people that I've known for ages. Like, that woman there, Mum, who I used to live inside of.
Hi, Mum.
Lived in there for a while, then came out here to do this life. There's a mate, G. I've been mates with him for ages and ages, 10, right. 11 years.
So I love it that you brought your mum to the interview.
Yeah, I know. That's it's really all right. Sweet. It's just because I'm working and that, and otherwise I won't see her properly. She ain't got no other children. It's just me. So yeah. She's not going to have any more now. So
it's like
it.
A day trip from Essex.
Yeah.
That's like, really good.
She'd go back to Brentwood where she... Oh, no, I've just revealed it. Oh, mind you, it's all full of people because of the only way is Essex anyway. Yeah. She probably can't go out in the street without getting a clump in the mouth from some fan of that crazy programme.
So you've kind of missed great things like that while you've been in LA, the explosion of the popularity of Essex.
I know. It's a shame. The minute I left, what a weird coincidence.
Who'd have thought that Essex would ever be as famous as it is right now?
I know, it's extraordinary. It doesn't really make sense, does it? And, like, apparently people come down on hen nights and stuff like that, people from up north and everything.
Yeah, they go to Sugar Hut in Brentwood and there's literally coach loads of people from Bolton.
Oh, my God!
I just want to see it because it's been on telly.
Control.
Yeah. Right, where's that sugar up?
That's what it's like.
Berserk.
Have you ever watched that show?
I watched it once when I was back in England. I watched it with my mate Nicola, who's also from Essex, and she, oh no, you got to watch Only Way It's Essex. Oh yeah, it's pretty. And I watched it, but it was pretty entertaining, isn't it? When you watch it, any of that stuff. That's what I tend not to watch those things, not because I think that I won't like it, it's because I know I will, and then I'll have to watch it. Like, say the last, like, say a couple of seasons back of X Factor, like where Alexandra Burke won it, I ain't watched none of it, right? Put it on, and then by the end of it I was like, no, that one's, oh, she should win, this is a disgrace. Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't have taken Jedward to deadlock.
The fools. Right, where's my pen? Why like, I just get sort of caught up in it too quickly, so I just don't let myself watch it now. Same with porn, just don't get involved.
No,
it's terrible. I should just get caught up in it,
right? Yeah,
it's filth.
I think amazing. Are you aware of someone called Joey Essex?
No.
Oh, he's amazing.
He can't just be own Essex, can he? Well, Joey Essex.
His actual name, he's from Essex.
And he's called Joey
Essex.
His
surname is Essex.
That's pretty good. Like the Duke of Essex, like that messed around with Elizabeth I. He was a real person, Lord Essex, or Duke of Essex. Yeah. He was one of the favourites of Queen Elizabeth, and I think she had his head chopped off.
Really?
He has to, don't mess around with Her Majesty.
I like it you compared him with Joey Essex as well.
Just because he was same. Like a sort of a Viscount or an Earl or something like Joe. What is Joey Essex though?
What is he? How do we explain him?
Is he your thing that you own on your show?
No, he is a character
loose in society.
A character in The Only Way Is Essex.
Oh, right.
He's kind of like you know, like a Ken doll to a Barbie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Your mum knows it. You know who he is, don't you, Mum?
Do you like him? Knows me, Mum knows. Okay, yeah. Good, is
yeah.
he?
He's alright.
He's alright, yeah.
Well, damn, just be positive.
Who's your favourite,
people?
Gene? Is it Nanny Pat?
Oh,
is it Nanny Pat?
Sweet.
Oh, what's that boy?
Like that kind of a Nanny Pat.
She really
nice.
Is. Are you going to come back here ever? Are you going to ever come back and live here?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I like it here. But like, I sort of, I'm just there for a bit of work. I like it there and all, because as I say, just yoga and meditation the whole time. But
yeah.
It's nice. What I like is, say I start talking about Wurzel Gummidge, right? If you do that in America... Wurzel what? What the hell is Wurzel? Oh, what it is he's a scarecrow and he takes his head off and puts on another head. What? What the hell are you talking about? Get him out of here, he's crazy. No, and he's in love with Aunt Sally, she's a mannequin. You better leave, sir. The crows fly there, he's got a mouse living in his chest.
I don't understand.
No one understands. When Wurzel Gummidge was pretty out there, though.
Yeah, it was.
What was going on?
And when you start explaining it to people who are American,
worse,
they're like, whoa.
They don't like it. I might get kicked out of the country if I talk about it too much.
And would you do stand-up again?
I do stand-up all the time. I'm doing it on Friday at the Lyric.
Yeah, you're Hammersmith,
come.
Aren't you?
Oh!
Yeah.
Friday, Lyric.
Sweet.
Also, Scott, I've got to promote this, mate.
Go on.
On the Dalai... I'm meeting... His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, on Saturday. I'm right. doing a gig with the... Check this out for a thing that's happening on planet Earth. I'm hosting the gig for the Dalai Lama at Manchester Evening News Arena. If you're under 25 years old, it's free. You can just come for free because His Holiness wants to talk to young people. He's worried. So I'm hosting it. If you're over 25, you've got to cough up £25. But you get to see the Dalai Lama and me. me in a room. It's going
to
go nuts.
Together. Another weird thing that's happened to you, you're like, oh yeah, that's happening.
In
yeah,
Manchester. Yeah, meeting Dalai Lama now in Manchester. Oh God, got to get up. Dalai Lama's calling.
That's just not normal, is it, that that's happening?
Have you got the Dalai Lama's number?
No, I've not directly spoken to the Dalai Lama. Like, does he have a phone? Like, texting his holiness, the Dalai Lama.
DL.
Yeah. I can't, DL, yeah. LOL would stand for... I've got to be careful here, because I do genuinely respect him. I don't want to mess it up.
Of course. I really care about doing this. So that's Saturday at what time?
It's on 1:30 at the Manchester Evening News Arena. Go have a look at... If you look at my tweets, at Rusty Rockets, I'm tweeting the link the whole time, because, like, young people... What he wants is for kids that wouldn't normally go to things like that.
Yeah.
To go. So I'm trying to get those sort of kids to go. We just don't want people that are already into spiritual enlightenment to go and just nod and stroke their beards. We want lunatics in that room.
Yeah.
Proper exactly. Rioting kids.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's all that? Because I ain't going. We want them.
Right.
We want like 16-year-olds. Liam and Noel's in there.
Russell Brand, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Really
cheers,
good.
Mate.
Thank
you're
you.
Lovely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I love this. Claire off of Cheshire's been on saying, bizarrely, we met the Dalai Lama last night at a hotel in Manchester. He blessed us. Oh, as you do. Thanks for dropping that one in. Clang.
So he's out and about at the moment. He's the UK.
He's around doing some signings. Not be disrespectful, as Russell said.
No.
But that is quite weird that you would meet him in a hotel lobby and he blesses you. I could talk to Russell Brand all day. Can you imagine? We should get him in for like a whole show. So good. Thank you, Russell.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Obviously, a lot of people revising at the moment. Hello, if that's you. Loads of people with coursework and a lot of people just at work pretending that they're busy because it's Friday. We've got a lot of people into some serious distraction this week with that Abbey Road webcam.
Yeah.
It was mentioned on Dear Scott the other day. Basically, it is a camera which is set up just outside the Abbey Road Studios in London. And it's that famous zebra crossing where the Beatles did for their album cover once with them walking across it. And all it is on this webcam, pretty much 24/7, is loads of tourists walking very slowly across that crossing, trying to look like the Beatles did on that iconic album cover.
And holding up traffic.
And really holding up traffic. Like, if you were going that way... You'd be there ages because it's just people walking across again and again and again. But it's strangely fascinating. I think we crashed the site the other day when we mentioned it. Cherie's been on from North Wales. Hi, Cherie. She says, I was listening to your podcast at work. Can you please tell me if you know why a man keeps walking across the Abbey Road crossing? That's because the Beatles did it like in the 60s and everyone kind of copies it now. But I'm very sorry if we have distracted you this week. Dan's been on from Cardiff, who was supposed to be revising, just watching the Abbey Road webcam all day. It is addictive. It's just people walking slowly across, but it is really addictive.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are horrified watching the Abbey Road webcam thing. A lot of people have found it and are just watching it while they're studying or at work. It is really addictive, isn't it? It's just people walking across a crossing, but you just have to look at it. Tim and Devon's like, does everyone drive like that in London? I've seen about 3 near misses so far on the webcam. Yeah, there is some crazy driving going on.
I really, really, really want to go down there now. Now, I don't know.
Why?
Am I allowed?
What's the aim of this?
I think just, I know it's...
So you can walk across a zebra crossing.
But then I'll wave at the camera.
Right.
And
we'll all look at you.
Yeah, if you're near a computer...
You actually want to do this, don't you?
Well, I'm up for it.
Are you keen?
Well, yeah, but also I'm kind of want to be a bit of a tourist. I'd quite like to go there and actually do that. Go to the Beatles zebra crossing.
Right.
So I sort of kill two birds with one stone there, don't I?
Well, if you want to, yeah. It's Friday, isn't it?
Really?
Right, okay. Haven't we got some more football commentary to talk about after 2:30?
Yeah.
You found some brilliant ones.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending these in, by the way. After 3:00, maybe you'll go down there and we'll look at you.
Can I?
And we'll crash the site again. If that's what makes you happy, I'm fine with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Becky's here, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Doing your admins upstairs.
Yes.
Are you sorting out what's going to happen at the Edinburgh Festival for us this year?
Yes.
Right.
I'm in charge of guests.
Are you?
Well, that's a title I've given myself. I think I'm just doing Edinburgh admins.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, no, it's good.
Have you heard what Chris wants to do?
Yes.
He wants to go... We've been talking about this Abbey Road webcam all week. It's strangely addictive. A lot of students aren't getting that much done because we alerted them to the fact that there is just a webcam on the zebra crossing outside the Abbey Road studios made famous by the Beatles. There's a lot of traffic not stopping today. I think they know that people are going to walk across it. So they're like, right, put your foot down. You need to be careful out there, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've sorted? If you are going to go down there, I've got a tabard.
What's that?
What, like off of cleaners?
Yeah, one of those illuminous, you know, and workmen, you know, like one of those illuminous jackets.
Oh, hi-vis.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you need to be seen? Like, you could be any random bloke walking across.
So we're doing this then?
Yeah, in a minute if you want. It's not far from Radio 1.
Yes.
Look how excited he is.
Have you got a routine sorted out, or are you just going to go the classic Beatles, like, walk?
I think I'll walk across halfway,
yeah,
wave at the camera, and then I don't know, maybe YMCA or something, or... I know, in fact, no, I've got the perfect dance move, and I'll perform it. I know what I'm going to do.
It's not that in-betweeners one, is it?
Yes.
That's the only one you know. It's not that in-betweeners one. Yes. You don't know any others. No. Is that possible on a zebra crossing?
I'll try.
Okay, have a go. Right, so I reckon you'll be there about 3:15. What have we got here now? Just arrived. Yes!
Stuff.
We've got an afro wig, some Union Jacks.
Trumpet.
I don't think the trumpet's necessary. What's that about? Oh, yeah, good. And like a Mexican sombrero.
That'll do.
Yeah, all of that, please. And the hi-vis. Awesome. And then the in-betweeners dance. Right, 3:15, this is going to happen. Off you go, then. Out you go. Right, everyone needs to get on this Abbey Road webcam at about 3:15. I'll let you know when. I'll ring you, all right?
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you need to see him. We need to get pictures of this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love my job. That was Avicii and Silhouettes. I'm Scott Mills. It's Friday, and now let's cross over to Abbey Road. And here's my friend Chris. Hiya.
Hello. This is amazing.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very busy around here.
So, explain where you are and what you're wearing.
I'm at Abbey Road Studios. We should be on the webcam now. We think we found the camera.
Yeah, we can see you. Are you the one in the sombrero?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
And you're, another Chris is next to you in the hi-vis.
Yeah, I've got another Chris with me who's in hi-vis.
Okay.
So it's up to you, really. Like, I'm up for going along the zebra crossing and just making... I sort of want to do the in-betweeners. I just think it would be nice to do it on a famous tourist.
I'm just trying to work out how much of a delay there is. So if you want to head towards the crossing, if you type in Abbey Road webcam... then you'll be able to see this. Hopefully, right, we won't have crashed it.
We're going there now.
Okay.
I'm
just looking at you, and you're just loitering on the street corner in a sombrero.
Yeah, we're at the crossing now. So, what's the delay? Quite bad.
Probably about 20 seconds, I reckon.
Yeah.
So what we might do is crack on. And then you'll see this in about 20 seconds. But enjoy the car horns, which I imagine are going to come soon.
Okay, cool.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to let these couple of cars go.
Yeah.
And then we're on, okay?
I love this.
Go on.
Okay. Hello, if you're watching.
Okay.
Some people are having difficulty getting onto the website.
I'm going to go in front of this. Right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm finding this a bit awkward, are you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
James off of London says, waiting for Chris to appear on the webcam is way more exciting than the torch relay.
Oh, here we go. All right, well.
I can see you.
No, you can't cause a commotion.
You're in the middle of the crossing. That car really wants to go. I suggest you move.
They weren't so keen on that. Do you want another quick one?
Go back, please. Yeah, I'd like that.
Just try and do it really casual, like you were sort of... You thought the road you wanted was one way, but actually you're a bit lost and you realise you need to go down the other street.
I'm annoyed because they didn't let me do the whole in-betweeners. I'm not having that.
Okay, well, do be careful because there's quite a lot of traffic.
It's not a stage. It is actually a road, a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're being careful. We've got high vis.
It's not just a showcase of your talents.
No, we're being very... We've got a high vis, haven't we?
Okay.
We're on.
Go for it.
Can I just say that having a hi-vis jacket doesn't mean you can do anything you want?
No, it doesn't.
He seemed to make it seem like he could.
Got a hi-vis on? Yeah. And what? How's it going?
Yeah. Okay.
He's doing the in-betweener!
You should be seeing it now.
This is brilliant. I really hope you watched that. That was fun. Are you across the other side?
Yeah. We'll head back now.
How's that feel?
Yeah, that was a right laugh.
That was really good fun. Thank you.
All right, then.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shell off Southport's been on saying, Is high-vis bang on trend? Because me and my sister have individualised high-vis waistcoats for Tea in the Park this year. Totally. Some people are saying that the camera kept freezing because of sheer volume of traffic on the Abbey Road webcam. But our internet guy, Adam, he's really good, has been on to Abbey Road. And obviously they control the cameras, but they're in America. But they say that we can have a video of it, which we'll put on our Facebook and on the Radio 1 website of Chris doing the Inbetweeners dance on the famous Abbey Road crossing, if you didn't get a chance to see it, because I know a lot of people had trouble loading it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is back from his Abbey Road experience. That seemed like a lot of lols.
Yeah, it was good.
Were people getting really angry? They sounded like they were.
Yeah, the car horns were on.
Yeah, that'd be the old London taxi drivers needing to get somewhere. It's fair enough, it is a road.
But it was really nice to go and perform that dance at such an iconic venue.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to do that more often, like go do that dance on, you know...
Top of the Eiffel Tower.
Big Ben and stuff like that. And
top of the world's tallest building in Dubai.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, let's take it high budget.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, it's the last Oh, What's Occurring of the week. Your chance to win some Scott Mills points. You'll enjoy this today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Mark Wright?
Yes. OMG, is this to do with his new show?
Obviously, Becky's been ill, so she's had a lot of time to watch TV. And have
my
you seen it?
My standards have slipped.
Have you seen Mark Wright's new show?
Well, to be honest, even I can only take so much. I did about 10 minutes of it.
Yeah. So it's Mark Wright, what goes, off the Only Way's Essex, what goes. And he's got a new show on ITV2 called Mark Wright's Hollywood Nights.
It was funny, the one I saw, which is...
I saw it as well.
It was basically the first episode where he was getting ready and explaining his crew.
Mm.
And he was like, this is my mate Chris. Chris likes to do the Inbetweeners dance. We call him Mr. Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my mate Scott. He's a DJ. We call him Mr. DJ. Yeah.
But they were all the boys. It was all, who are the lads, the boys.
Mm. I didn't see one girl. Oh, no, I did. The woman at the airline check-in. But she was the only girl in it so far.
Did he give her a nudge and a wink for the ladies?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, that's Mark.
My favourite bit was when they were arguing as to why they should travel first class with him. Because there was only one seat next to him and they each had to put forward their case. Can you imagine if we did that?
Mark Wright travels first class.
No, there was two tickets and each one of his friends had to go, Mark, I think I should come up front with you because of X, Y and Z.
Are they all like fawning over him?
Yes, yeah. They are, yeah.
But it's Mark Wright. What's going on? It's like Entourage, only not. It's like a... budget version.
I don't want you to get any ideas. Like me and Chris having to put forward the reason why we should help you on the show.
I've got one space on the plane.
Yeah.
All right, girls. Anyway, some people are describing it as the worst TV show ever made. It is Entourage, but with Mark Wright off TOWIE. You can guess what it's like if you've not seen it. I bet you made it through the whole episode, Chris.
Yes. I did, yeah.
Did you secretly want to be one of his posse?
No.
Did you secretly want to be... I remember one of their names. Nick Defunk. That's one. Anyway, do you know what Mark likes more than anything else in the world? Guess.
Girls.
Good guess.
Cars.
Also a good guess, but not correct.
Equipment that works.
Everything stopped. Okay, good. Hello.
Just give it a little hit.
I'll just keep talking. Right. Yeah. Oh. We're back.
Switch it off and switch it back on again.
That worked. Just a little knock three times.
Come in.
Anyway, Mark likes, more than anything else in the world, boys. He can't get enough of them. His boys are his life.
Oh, of course.
He loves boys. So my question is this. For 10 Scott Mills points... how many times did Mark Wright, off The Only Way's Essex, say, boys, in his first episode of his new TV show?
I saw it. It was a lot. He does love his boys.
He loves boys.
Whatever you say, I'm going to say one higher.
Okay. Does it have to be spot on, Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, otherwise I would have said like 1,000 no. And then you would have lost, wouldn't you? I'm going to go...
oh, rubbish.
23.
Chris says 23 boys. Becky?
Can it please be the closest? Please, it's Friday.
Okay, go on then.
Need points for the weekend. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to say 24 and above.
Right.
Let's find out. No, that's wrong. What's going on? It's fine. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Error, fail. Here's Mark Wright on his Hollywood night. Loving the boys.
Boys, come and look at my room.
Boys.
Right, boys, get ready to look out for the Hollywood sign. These boys think they're going on a holiday of a lifetime.
You've got to get out and see the world.
Boys!
Boys, boys.
I actually did feel a little bit guilty of the boys.
Boys,
boys,
boys.
Boys, boys, boys.
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 We're here, boys!
Boys.
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 Well, I've got the penthouse, boys.
Come on, boys, we've got to cheer up a bit. This is ridiculous.
Boys, listen, if you're with the big boys, you're going to be all right. Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Well, boys.
Food time, boys. Food time.
Boys.
Boys. You know what, boys?
Boys.
I think we've ordered too much, boys.
Boys. I love you, boys.
Boys.
It hasn't been a bad morning, boys, has it?
High fives, boys.
Is this the theme tune to the show?
Boys. Boys.
Boys.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah.
Boys, just take this in.
We're in Hollywood, boys.
Boys, let's go and have a beer, come on.
Cheers, boys.
Hey, boys.
Boys, each step of the way now is just getting better and better.
Boys.
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 They are, I told you he likes them.
That's amazing.
34 boys.
Yeah.
Becky gets the points. Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
Whoever was nearest from our listeners gets 10 Scott Mills points. I'll trust you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This week we've discovered that because of the Euros, which are on at the moment if you've not noticed, the UK football commentary is a little bit underwhelming.
Glides away from Busquets, on towards Di Natale, who's onside. Di Natale! Brilliant! And Italy are in front against the holders.
It's all right. I mean, they say what's going on. But it's not this, is it? Love that guy. And we've got some more. So many people have been sending these in.
Yeah, so many people. And we've discovered this guy called Crudelli, who's quite famous. He's an Italian commentator, but he's more like a pundit, a bit like Jeff Stelling.
Yeah.
He does a show like Jeff Stelling does on a Saturday.
In Italy?
In Italy. And he goes crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. A lot of people have made us aware of this guy. Let's hear him now. Italy's Jeff Stelling.
Che hanno disputato la gara e che vanno i microfoni.
Ibra, 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 in area, Ibra. Goal!
E se segna Robinho! E se segna Robinho!
E di testa quello che sbaglia sempre stavolta la messa, Robinho la messa! 2-0, spettacolo a San Siro! Ibra dalla linea di fondo!
He gets properly emotional.
Yeah, there's so many videos of him on the internet. Everyone needs to check them out. And then there's this commentary that I found from a Real Madrid-Barca game.
Okay.
Give it a listen.
Avila con Titi Henry. Henry para Messi. Messi, el pase para Henry es buenísimo. Henry, 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 Henry. Gol! Gol, 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 gol. Titi, 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 Titi. Gol del Barcelona.
Oh, it makes us sound so boring.
Va a lanzar Xavi. Marca la jugada. A punto de cumplir el 20. Va Xavi, el remate. Gol, 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 gol. Puyol, Puyol, Puyol. Que besa el brazalete. Capitán Puyol. Gol, 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 gol. Del equipo que mejor juega fútbol. Gol del gran capitán. Tarzán Puyol.
I like it, he runs out of breath. Like... Brilliant.
It's just so much better, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you for sending all these in. You see, if I was in those countries, I would watch the football.
Yeah.
Just for them. Tonight, by the way, it's England versus Sweden. 7:45 kickoff. And it's Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave with their alternative commentary on the red button. So if you're watching the England match and fancy a bit of a laugh. It was so good last time they did this.
It's too funny. Yeah. You can't miss it.
And maybe if, like me, you're not the biggest football fan in the world, but you're being made to watch it by maybe your other half or some mates, you will really enjoy it if you press the red button. Because it makes it very entertaining. Yeah. I like all the little jingles. It's a free yes. kick. It's really good.
A corner.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1.